Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sherlock's Podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's Team Podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Lou Huff, Sarah Templeman, a.k.a. Hodge, and Sherry Andrew. Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I feel like you're like first day back today. Buzzing with a fresh year.
I have to say, missing week one, that sort of, is it work, is it not, week one of January, and coming back in on a Monday the week later is positive.
Yeah.
I feel bouncy today.
I had a really nice week last week. It was quite like a gentle easing to January. It wasn't too fun.
That's good.
Emails weren't too busy. It was actually really nice.
I just think it's like about the date. Something about the 2nd of January being the first working day.
It's too early.
It's too early. Before we crack on, we have some odds and ends to tie up from the last podcast of the year. Can we just say, by the way, we recorded that last podcast on the Monday morning and I was saying, oh, I feel a little bit nasal. Yeah. I went home at about 3 o'clock that day and I had full flu, like what you've had the week before.
I had
a fever for 3 days straight. I just kept sweating through new pairs of pajamas.
Oh my God.
So I feel like the last podcast of the year maybe wasn't my best work. I really do. I listened to it back and I was like, shit, didn't ask that many pertinent questions, so apologies for everyone listening. I had flu brain fog, but it's fine, we're back. So in terms of the chat that we had, Sherry, you bought your boyfriend a karaoke mic for Christmas.
Yes.
How did it go down?
Not as well as I thought it would go down.
He wasn't expecting that.
No, he was totally surprised. But I think, I'm a fool, I just bigged it up so much. I was like, I think I'm really going to like this. But I was like, don't expect too much. And he opened it and he was like, oh yeah this is fun. And I was just a bit like, oh shit, I've got this so wrong.
Oh.
I know. And he got me some really like thoughtful like little stocking fillers. Oh. And I was opening them and I was like, oh my God, oh, I've done so badly.
It's so fun. The balance is off. The balance especially when you're
off.
In the wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I felt really guilty. But I was like, oh well, you know, I'm here. I'm sacrificing Christmas away with my family to be with
your presence. Is the present.
Yeah.
You went to France. How was it? Was it lovely?
It was so nice. Thanks. Yeah, it was really, really lovely. So it was in the south of France in a really tiny mountain village called Ballester, which is so beautiful. So the region is called Ariège, which I was not familiar with. I haven't really explored much of France, to be honest, considering it's so close. So it's right on the border before you get to like Andorra. So it's quite sunny down there. It's really hot in the summer. Oh. It's just like beautiful. It's very medieval. Lots of like small, ancient little towns and villages.
Cute.
Everything was closed as expected. But it was really nice because it meant that you could just like drive around and like, you know, look, take in the views, stop at a little cafe.
Yeah, soup. And also that
really nice.
Being away, I think, extends that Christmas vibe.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, definitely. It felt like we got a proper holiday out of it. So the closest city is Toulouse, also in the south. So we spent a few days there before.
Nice.
Toulouse just makes me think of Sattler's cat.
So,
I know. That's what that cat's called.
I know. I actually tagged her cat on Instagram by accident, trying to tag the location. Like, no, not Sattler's Toulouse.
Oh, wow. She has an Toulouse. Instagram account for her cat, does she?
I need
You need one.
No, I don't. Because I judge people into you.
Yeah, so near Toulouse, so we spent a few days there beforehand, which is just so nice. It feels really small, even though it's quite a big city, but the main city centre is so lovely and festive at Christmas.
Aww.
And you can just, there's not like loads to do, but I think, you know.
Like a market. They do,
yeah, there's markets, but I think the thing is just like going to like all the restaurants, sitting down at the cafe, just soaking in the French atmosphere. It was really lovely.
Good.
I recommend for, if you want like a little city break, which it's really nice in the summer as well.
And especially if you can get nice weather at the time of year, like...
Exactly.
What did you do for New Year's?
For New Year's, I was just at home with my parents. My sisters, we had like a big family dinner. And then it was very civilised. The karaoke mic came in useful then.
Well,
I was like, well,
that,
sisters,
yeah.
Have I got a treat for us? And obviously we didn't do our Christmas performance this year.
Oh, so did you do it on New Year?
Well, it was not so much of a performance, more of just like singing.
Just imagining.
I did hear. Yeah. I heard you go see each other for the first time this morning. Hodge goes to Sherry. Merry Christmas. How was the show? I was like, what show?
It's not the show.
Obviously referring to the Andrew family show.
Yeah. Well, this Christmas, I'm sure I might put some production into it.
I feel like I've said it out loud. You've got 12 months to plan for it, Cherry.
Remember when you made that amazing hat for Beyonce? I think you should get costume making now.
Okay, I need to... Maybe, Lou, I'll come for your creative direction.
I will be happy to help, Cherry.
Thank you. Big production.
Next year. How was your Christmas?
It was so nice. We hosted in London.
How was that?
11 people for a week.
That's a lot. For a week?
For a week.
Sorry, 11 people for a week?
Yeah.
Is that, that's including your family?
It was all my family.
No, but it's including the five of you.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So my mum and dad and then my brother, his wife, and their two teenage girls.
Did they sleep in the house the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh my God, for
that's
a
so
week.
Fun.
It was fun, but wow. It's a lot.
That's intense.
It's a lot.
What did you do to entertain the troops?
We did ice skating. We did lots of walks. But I think when you're hosting and then taking people out, I made James take them out a bit.
Yeah, you can be like, I need to
get something to like rustle up another massive meal. Mm. Yeah. And
we were cooking for everyone every night.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But although we got a takeaway Christmas Eve.
I don't blame you.
Because I was like,
what did you cook aside from Christmas Day?
I made the most insane pie on Boxing Day. It's called the Hodgepodge pie. Which I did not make.
Oh, I see.
Is the name come this year? Or is it a famous pie?
It's a famous pie.
Okay.
Jamie Oliver makes it.
Oh, I see. Like Hodgepodge, like.
Okay, so Hodgepodge because it's all,
Oh, it's your name after you. Oh, you have the chances. Ideal.
But it's so good.
What's
so it's everything. So it's the turkey, stuffing, red cabbage, leeks. So you make the sauce, leeks, mushrooms, and then you just add everything in.
And you just shove a pie crust on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great. So delicious. Mm. Oh, my dad, because he still thinks I'm 15. So I can't believe I've got three children and a husband and I run a home and I've got a job. He almost like clapped me to the table.
Oh, because you cooked.
Yes. Oh my God.
That's so fun. Sweet.
I don't know why people think pies are hard. They're actually not hard.
No, they're not that hard, but it's quite an impressive thing to present. Yeah.
They look impressive. I know, he'd almost had tears in his eyes.
Okay, so the hodgepodge pie went down well.
Yes. Have you guys watched Traitors?
Yes.
So
getting to it.
We were having lunch with the kids yesterday, and I don't know why Zach was doing something, and we started calling him Brian.
Yeah, why?
We were talking, and he was like, "You're so mean to me, guys." And we were like, "It's just jokes, it's jokes." And we were sort of saying, James, he's like, "You're not mean to mummy, daddy." And then he told this story about when it snowed and I'd left our house in Wandsworth Town and I'd gone to the station and I'd slipped on the snow and fell on my coccyx and I literally crawled to the front crying my eyes. And James was like, "Oh my God," it was so high pitched, like no one could hear me. He was like, "You need to grow a pair." And I was like, "Oh my God." Yeah, he's quite like, he doesn't really do tears.
Slipping in the snow.
Oh my God.
Any sort of slipping. My heart.
Yeah. It was so embarrassing. You know, people around you.
And you crawled out.
I know, with like my stupid heels on.
Oh, it's not fun. Is it true? To be fair, if you commuted in heels less, then you'd be fine.
Can I tell you, I'd learn a fascinating fact.
Okay.
Nana will never wear flats.
Oh.
Ever?
Ever.
What about like on the beach?
What?
Well, I think she would maybe wear a flip-flop, like, to the beach. But, like, we were just talking about a shoot, and she was like, "Just an FYI, I don't do flats."
Wow, I really,
with trainers.
Yeah, wow.
Like, while she's exercising.
Okay, but that's
so we should say this is a fabulous Nana Ashuampong, who has joined our team officially today. I'm sure she will show her face in the podcast eventually.
Yeah.
We thought we'd give her an easy ride on day one.
Yeah.
She doesn't wear flats.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? Or jeans.
But I, I get that. I can't see her in jeans.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen her in jeans.
That's such a staple.
But I wish I could be like that. But, like, it's the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I bang on about this all the time. It's just that walking part I would struggle with so much. Yeah.
How amazing.
Yeah, I rate that.
Fabulous.
I'm wearing I always forget about these boots. These are Paris Texas and they're quite low. And actually, these are quite comfortable for commuting. So I feel like a low heel is kind of.
They're good boots.
Yeah. They're
good
boots, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't go too
pale, hairy. Lou, how was your Christmas?
Mine was nice. There's a lot of family, a lot of moving. People didn't really care about it when it was just me and my husband, but now we have a baby.
Oh my God, and it's so much stuff.
Yeah, so we just moved around. We worked out basically Bobby slept in 10 different rooms in 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was just a lot.
It's destructive,
So yeah, really nice to see everyone, but equally was quite happy to come back.
Yeah.
To London.
Mm-hmm. Where were you for New Year?
We were in London. We were in bed by 10.
Oh, lovely.
Was so woken nice. Up by the fireworks. Yeah. Rude.
Oh.
And then I was like to my husband, Happy New Year.
But not in the sweet voice.
Yeah. But I was saying, Charlotte, I way prefer New Year's Day to New Year's Eve.
I'm
yeah.
so with you on that.
New I love New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I actually get into a bit of a funk on New Year's Day. It doesn't matter what I've done the day before. I get quite low.
Yeah.
However, maybe the key is to do what you do. I think maybe next year, if we're not away, I'll like entertain or something.
You get really easy lunch is super fun.
Because so. I think I don't know about you guys, I get depressed on New Year's Day because it's like you never have a plan.
Yeah.
You always are just like, it's the end of the Christmas holiday.
Yeah.
But to start it, I agree to start it with like a fun activity.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. We went out for brunch with friends on New Year's Eve and that felt really nice. Yeah. So that was just kind of like our thing. And then, we had New Year's Day. So, yeah.
So nice.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Lovely.
How was yours?
Mine was great. I was away for I think 12 nights in total, which honestly feels like about 8 years.
That felt so long.
I think it's because we went away on Boxing Day, early Boxing Day morning, and I got back yesterday, so that was the 7th. So that, I mean, it's not technically that long, but I think you know, Boxing Day, New Year's, like it all just feels so long ago.
And that in-betweeny time is so when you don't know the time.
Some people love that, and so like that's great. Yeah. If you love that time and you love being at home and just vegging out, like that's amazing. I get just a bit antsy and a bit like, ugh. So for us being away is perfect. We're really pleased to have cracked the code in that we found going away somewhere cold as restful or not as well, you know, we found it restful. Yeah. I think we always think you've got to go hot, and if you want to go away at that time of year, going somewhere hot is so expensive.
Yeah.
it's kind of prohibitive, like you can't stay where you would otherwise be able to stay like 3 weeks later for the most part. Yeah, we've always found that those few weeks quite tricky to be able to work out where to go, what to do.
It's quite admin heavy as well.
It's very admin heavy as well.
When like summer wardrobe, need to tan.
Oh my god, the body admin. When I got to December, the fact that after a week of flu, I didn't have to then get my body out. Anyway, so we went to DC, to New York, and then we went to upstate New York, and then we had a couple of nights back in Manhattan. So I think moving around a lot also made...
How far is it from Manhattan to upstate?
It's an hour and a half drive. We rented a car.
Oh, lush.
So everything, part of the motivation for the trip was really... So we flew into DC, and then we took the train from DC to New York, which was, like, not the most pleasant experience. It was just a bit long, but equally...
How long?
It was supposed to be 3 hours. It ended up being like 4.5. We just stopped on the track. But equally, flying is also really long.
Right? Yeah.
So there's no...
And checking it.
We could have driven. It's about a 5.5-hour drive. Maybe I'd do that next time, because at least then you just shove everything in the car and go, whatever. Anyway, I don't think there's that many fun ways to do it. But, you know, I could talk about it for hours. But can I give a huge shout out? We fully paid for this hotel, but we stayed at a hotel called the Hay Adams in DC. So like, I don't owe them anything, but... honestly think it is the best hotel I've ever stayed in. Just in terms of like warmth and service and love. Yeah. It's not the best hotel in terms of amenities or service. It's not that there's anything so, you know, special about it, but it was just, it's the perfect city break hotel. It is so comfortable, so friendly. It is opposite the White House, so you get the
best views.
Yeah, there's a whole in Georgetown, which is like 15 minute, like a half an hour walk from main downtown DC. There's like the Rosewoods there, and like there's a couple of kind of core hotel groups there, which kind of makes you think you should be over there.
Yeah.
But you would be ferrying yourself back and forwards into main, to see all the touristy stuff. You need to be like right.
And
in
that's
the heart
what
of
you
it.
Wanted to do.
That's all we wanted to do. And we touristed hard. We are open top bus tour people. We were in the Capitol building. I absolutely love an open top bus tour. There's no better way to see a city.
Yeah, I know.
I will not hear any story about an open top bus tour. It's brilliant.
Cold,
you sit down. This one actually did happen to have a plastic roof covering. Get yourself a Starbucks.
Yeah.
You sit on a bus for 2 hours. And those tour, I honestly think the best stuff we've ever learned has been on those buses. Like, this tour guy's brilliant.
And it's hard when you're doing it yourself.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
We did it after a few days. So we had done like a tour of the Capitol building, and we'd done some of the key museums, and we'd seen the Declaration of Independence. You know, we'd done some of the core bits. So we sort of had our bearings.
Yeah.
And then we did the bus tour, which was really good because it filled in some kind of fun, tippity gaps. Mm-hmm. It was great. Anyway, really, really like highly, highly recommend that hotel if you happen to be going to DC. Ate some great food. In particular, went to a restaurant called Lardon, which was Italian, and it was like excellent. Went to a restaurant called Le Diplomat. I think Polly and Harry had actually been there, which is French, very iconic. That was great. Then we went to New York. We stayed at the Carlisle. We were very, very kindly treated to the most incredible room at the Carlisle. It's just really classic, iconic New York. Mm. We did, because we went twice, we were able to do both. We were able to stay uptown then, and then we stayed downtown when we went back. So it was good. We got the best of both worlds. And then the most interesting part really is the upstate bit, because it was just so different. We went to a hotel called Wildflower Farms, which is part of the Auberge collection. They've got loads of properties kind of in the Americas. It's basically like Soho farmhouse with Heckfield service,
like
outside of yeah, like farmhouse. Oh. You know, I love you, but you're shit. Whereas Heck, like, and we know the service at Heckfield or whatever is so incredible. So it was basically that. It's in the middle of Hudson Valley, literally the easiest drive, 90 minutes from New York City, and just like the most perfect countryside hotel. I was saying to someone before, maybe you, that like, I don't love the countryside in England. Sorry, that's very personal, but I just find it a bit boring. I'm sure if you go up to the Lake District, whatever, but I don't love walking around like the Cotswolds. It's just kind of green fields, very pretty, but just not exciting enough. Yeah. Whereas this is like the most incredible landscapes, like huge waterfalls and like incredible lakes. And we were right next to something called an area called Minnewaska State Park, with just like incredible hiking trails. And it was really outdoorsy.
And people that are there, have they like escaped the city?
Yes. Yeah. At that hotel, very much so. It's very much farmhouse. Yeah. Like it's the equivalent, but just like really, really excellent. Like incredible food, you know, everything cooked on like a big open grill. And amazing spa facilities. Like really,
Could you do it in the summer?
100% gorgeous in the summer. They've got a huge, there's an outdoor pool that was covered up for winter, but it's one of those places that works for both, because they got snow this week after we'd left, but that looks so beautiful.
So cozy. You know,
and we were really lucky. We had skiing weather, like incredible sunshine and freezing cold.
Stunning.
It was honestly heaven. We kind of went to various places in and around the area.
That's
to eat.
So cool.
It was honestly.
And how many nights did you there?
We did 3 nights. We'd originally booked for 4. Halfway through our trip, we were like, maybe 4's too much. We did 3, and that was perfect. I think 2, if you live in New York and you just want a quick escape, great. But actually, there's so much to do around there. It's right next to a distillery, which does lots of different types of booze, but they're most known for their whiskey. So like, we went and did whiskey tasting for a few hours and a tour of the distillery. Like, there's just so much to do there. Yeah. I think you'd feel pushed for time if you did 2. Like, okay. So if you can do 3... but like, I honestly just cannot recommend it enough. It's so easy.
That sounds like such a good family trip as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Like Washington, New York.
Yeah. It was heaven. And I really highly recommend it.
Sounds like also you had such a nice mix of like everything.
Yeah.
Like touristy, like doing some chill down time.
Mm. I'm so bored of my coats. I had 2 coats with me on there. I'm like, I need to never see those 2 coats again. Because you're just putting on the same bloody layers like all day, every day.
Did you go to Real Real?
I did go to the Real Real. Just, you know what? The last couple of times I've been, I've just found everything is still so expensive. Mm. Like, it's great that it's not vintage in like a discounted way. It's vintage in a like consignment way. Like, someone's like done with this item, so they're passing it on to the Real Real.
Yeah.
In which they want to make a profit.
Yeah. It's not like a mega find. You're like, oh my God.
There's no mega finds to be found. No. Yeah. Unless you're looking for something that's long gone, but you're prepared to spend the money. Like, sure, like if you want to buy a Birkin, they've got it.
Yeah.
But if you just want to find like a find.
Yeah. Do you ever still think about a product that you wished you had bought and you're just desperately still trying to find it?
Like in general.
Mm. Well, you saw it and you didn't get it.
Basically, like everything from Phoebe Friday's collection ever. Mm. Yeah. There's things that we were too young for at the time. Yeah. And now that, why wasn't
Do you still think about the Joseph trousers?
Not so much that I don't not regret buying.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? What's new?
There's an amazing Kate dress that I've like always thought was so insane, and really, really random, a Row Frames cardigan.
That's so random.
I've always loved.
And you think about it.
I think about it all the time. It had the best sleeves, but really good shape. Yeah, I'm like searching for it on.
There's a belt from Kate that I really want. So expensive. I feel like this is the theme of literally everything at the moment. Like, I really want to do this, but it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But there's like a really good, there's the one with the big buckle that people like, and then there's it's like the perfect studded belt. £500. Oh, belt. Why a belt? So
you've ordered
it from today. Fox eight Lou. Okay, well, I can see what yours looks like. One. It's so good with the big silver studs.
Haven't you got that one? No. One similar.
No, I got the Isabel. Like, it was like a.
It's not a Jew.
It's not quite.
It was like a gateway to it.
Yeah.
But it came back in stock and I had £150. I got.
Damn it.
I get. You know, you get like a rewards. That's probably because I spent too much money.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got a rewards.
£150 for your birthday. So I basically had that, and then I was like,
"Sounds very generous."
So I had that, and then I had discount, and I was like, "Well, now it's like it's expensive for about, but it's like $250."
That's like half price. Damn it. Okay, well, I said it first, so if I do end up buying it, apologies, but I'm not copying you. We all can know that I'm not copying you. That's a really good belt. Well done.
It's so good.
Well done.
Congrats, babe.
Anyway, so that's me. We'll come on to January plans, resolutions, etc. But I feel like we're going to have so much TV to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm Ooh, oozing yes. with it all. Sherry, what did you watch that you loved over the break?
The Traitors.
Oh, but you so watched season good. One.
Season one.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. So the Traitors series one.
Yeah.
I think I've got 2 episodes left. And I remember Heather last year saying, like, everyone, you need to watch this. This is like one of the best shows I've seen in years.
Daisy said it's the best thing she's ever watched.
Yeah. I think that's a bit much.
Yeah.
It is up there. And I was a bit like, oh, okay. But I don't know why. I think because it was on, there were so many episodes. I was like, okay, I need to come back to this.
Yeah.
Come back to it. Oh my God, it's so good.
Is it really? Yeah.
It's so, so good.
To be fair, you've nailed it because now if you love it, you can go straight into season 2.
Yeah,
this
I like what that. I thought,
yeah. Start off, see how
yeah.
it goes.
Yeah.
I like having like episodes to binge.
I thought season 2 is better though.
Oh.
Really?
So you watched one?
I watched half of one on the way back from Dubai on the plane.
Sure.
And then I did not carry it on.
Oh, wow. Mm. I feel like most people
the
did.
The thing that irritates me about it is the, like, how people hang on to the fact that, like, how could they be that? Like, you, it's a game. You are given whether you are a traitor.
Yeah, but it's
or
kind
not.
Of the psychological. I know exactly what you mean, but it's the psychology of it where they're obviously in this really intense environment, so they think they've made friends with
yeah,
people.
It's that. Yeah. And then like, I will literally never speak to you again if I find out that like you are a traitor.
Yeah,
like
that's dumb. Because you see them sitting there and they'll be in a group like this and they'll be like, I'm so sure that blah blah is a traitor. It's like, well, you're stupid because that person's actually a traitor.
Yeah.
You just said it in front of them, so they're gonna
exactly.
go with you. Yeah, I agree. If I went in, my tactic would be don't say anything to anyone. I would never speculate about who I thought was a traitor.
Yeah, but then they'd think that you were a traitor.
That's suspicious, though.
But then, but if you're onto them, fine. Okay, then I would speculate about really. Okay,
how easily sway.
Okay. So I'd have the people that I knew were the traitors or thought were the traitors, and then I would name just like completely random other people. Because if you're onto them, they get rid of you.
Yeah, I know. No, but I think then if you're like. People will also get rid of you if you're not really doing
You've just got to act like a faithful. It's so obvious.
Claudia is so good.
She's so
I can
good.
See
her outfit.
But don't you think? I find it a bit like, I know, we all know from Strictly that she's like the warmest person ever. So I find her playing the kind of cold part. Like it cringes me out a tiny bit because I'm just like, we know you're so much.
Yeah.
We know it's against your better nature. Yeah. It's not natural to you.
But she makes me die when they're doing the task and she's shouting at
them. Yeah, so good. So good. Sorry. So Sherry, you're enjoying it.
I'm really loving it. I think the production value is so good.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be a little bit budget. I don't know why. I just
BBC.
Thought like, like the still, like the photos I saw before
beautiful.
It came out, I thought, okay, this looks...
Yeah.
But it's so good. And I love that it's like a murder mystery vibe. Anything set in like the Highlands, the countryside, and like a big castle, that's just like my cup of tea. And I was actually talking to Heather about this the other day. There are certain TV shows that I don't like because of where they're set. For example, anything set in the desert, that's not for me.
Yeah, I didn't like Taurus. I didn't like Taurus one.
Yeah,
because
too.
Of that.
That's so interesting. I don't think I've ever had that.
It's too fast.
Yeah, whereas anything set in like Glasgow, anything Scottish.
I don't like it either.
I don't enjoy it. I don't know what it is. Anything like city, like like a gritty city. Or like in the countryside, I love it.
Yeah, but I think maybe they've definitely upped it this season.
Okay. Ooh. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, it's really good.
It's so good. I'm pleased to be.
And there's only 12 episodes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to hurry up and finish one so you can start on 2 and then we can talk about 2. I think we probably need to talk about Saltburn.
Oh my
god. You
gosh.
Both watched it last night, do you know this about each other?
Did you?
So
I thought, how fun for us to make like a Sunday. We basically used to do this thing where we'd go on a date night on a Sunday night, like you and me.
I know
do.
You do that.
And we then, that and it was always so nice. And then we had a baby, and now you can't do that. Yeah. So now I think my new thing is going to be watching a film on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Because that then feels like an exciting end to the week.
Yeah, it's like something to look forward to.
Yeah.
We don't need to just add to the noise around Saltburn because everyone in the world has just been talking about it like forever. Like we don't need to tell you what it's about, I hope. Like I think, you know, especially if you've got TikTok. My God, it's all I've seen for a month.
Yeah.
But did
how
you enjoy
hot
it? But what?
How hot is Felix?
So fucking hot.
He's
oh my
so
God,
beautiful.
That man.
When they do that montage.
Yeah,
I'm
no, he's stunning.
Oh my God, I'm loving
He's stunning. So I kind of, I love him with, I think I prefer him with the English accent.
Yeah.
Not Australia, hey, go. This is nothing, no hate
Australia.
For the Australian accent, but he suits that really posh clip.
Yeah.
God,
oh,
he's
wow.
so beautiful.
Yeah.
I think he's attractive, but he didn't like.
But also his whole vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I loved his, like, his character.
He's such a man.
Yeah.
He's just so
I think
big.
His height
like,
is
like 6 foot.
Like,
six,
and he's broad as well. Like, there's a lot of man. Yeah.
So
yeah, he's so hot. Okay, so I was just saying, is that your main takeaway? Yeah.
Well, I was like, okay.
You're distracted.
So hot, isn't it? I was like, how many
times? I have to say, there haven't been many celebrities that I fancied in a long time. But
no.
now, I feel like they're coming up.
Like, I've
Ooh,
thought about
who
him
else?
Since the film.
Jeremy Allen.
Right, so we need to talk about Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
of the.
the bear.
The campaign, well, the campaign, the Calvin Klein campaign.
God, he's literally hot broken as well.
He's so hot.
No, see, that
he's
doesn't do it
short,
for me.
He's quite short, though.
Really? I actually gasped when I saw those images.
Too short.
He's so stacked. No, see, it doesn't do it for me. That's too chiseled. Too much.
It's a bit like Marky Mark. Remember,
yeah.
You're too young for that.
No, it's yeah. Not.
I know, it's not Wahlberg.
No, but his Calvin Klein campaign.
Oh, I never saw his campaign.
Do you remember? It was so...
I don't remember that.
The best ever was Freddie Lundberg. Do you remember Freddie Lundberg's?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, can I tell you who I fancy fresh, having seen again on TikTok so much coverage of, is Andrew Scott. You know, he's got this...
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like Paul Mescal. And I just, oh my God, I fancy the man so much.
Is he evil in something?
Yeah, in Sherlock, he plays Moriarty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've not seen that.
That was quite a long time ago, though.
He's very sexy.
When someone's mean, I'm like, oh, apart from... Who is that? He was on the cover of Style yesterday.
Oh, yeah, Jim Jordan.
I mean, I fancied him even when he was he's a serial killer.
Have you seen the clip of him singing Everlasting Love?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that film.
He can sing.
Yeah. I love that film so much. Belfast. Were you pumped Succession one?
Succession smashed it last night. The Golden Globes. Yes, so thrilled. I mean, rightly so. Yeah. It really was the best. Yeah. It was the best
It was the best hour of TV.
100% last year. Yeah, all the right people won. For sure, and the bear as well did really, really well, rightly so. Those I feel like it's nice to be like vindicated when the right stuff wins, although not many wins for Barbie.
Well, they got that weird made up. Was it a cultural impact?
Yes, it was really weird. Yeah. Yes, it was like social impact or something, as in like the most viral film, basically. Yeah. Weird.
I think they had to acknowledge it somehow, because otherwise, because it was obviously such a female-led cast, if they hadn't, there might have been backlash.
Exactly. Mm. But cool that I'm hoping this means that Cillian Murphy's going to win the Oscar. I just love when someone like from our home turf.
I haven't seen that
wins.
Yet. You watched
never.
It.
I know, I just don't have that. I know.
Yeah, I've got the.
I'm waiting for it to hit a streaming platform.
Yeah, but even long, isn't it? I just know. I know if I went to the cinema, I'd find it too boring. I know if I watched it at home, I'd just be on my phone.
Yeah,
it's bad. Yeah. Okay, Saltburn. Sorry. So you were distracted by.
But I loved it.
Good.
Because I was thinking Talented Mr. Ripley vibes.
Yeah. It fully. It's the same story.
Yeah, but it was like for now.
Yeah.
Because that was set in the 30s, wasn't it?
Brideshead meets Promising Young Woman.
Yeah.
Like.
And I thought visually it was amazing, so colour, like the
it's beautiful.
Scene, like the party.
The party was like, oh insane. God. And those scenes where they're like by the pond or the lake, whatever, and they're swimming in. I was like, did you know that, is it Felicia, the sister?
Venetia
is in Conversations with Friends.
Yeah, I hadn't watched it, but I gave her a stalk afterwards, and it was a really good piece of acting. Like she is not that character.
Incredible. Yeah. And then in this, I was like, really recognize you. She had a little bit of Sienna in
totally.
Her.
Yeah.
Having never seen her in anything before, I just assumed she was that kind of boarding school girl. Like she was that character. She was amazing. So well. I also thought Rosamund Pike was
incredible. I actually think she was the star of it.
Yeah. She's sort of evil, but without you really realizing she's evil, and she would never identify as
evil. No.
It's just
Cutting the comments.
Cutting.
Wow.
And easily swayed and sort of.
Yeah. Just a brilliant character.
Yeah, really fun.
I saw she posted something as well about like some behind the scenes pictures and said that it was like the best filming experience she'd ever had on a set, which I thought was really cool. Yeah. And you know, it's the producers are Margot Robbie and her company and her and Arsenal company. And said, yeah, it was like the best crew, the best cast. Wow. Just and like when you enjoy a film, it's nice to hear that they had a good time.
Yeah,
as well, didn't they?
I mean, can you imagine the parties?
I mean, such fun.
It's like mega people.
Yeah. I did think it had way less depth. Like it's comparable to Promising Young Woman, obviously, because Emerald Fennell wrote and directed both, and I think everyone was sort of waiting with bated breath to see what she was going to do next. But I think, and so I almost think that gave it too much pressure. It was like, but Promising Young Woman was so deep and so you know, so important, and this is not so much that. This is way more fun. But I think that's quite. I think that's fine. It was just fun.
It was so shocking, some of it.
Do you think I thought the
plug hole.
No, I don't know. I thought it was going to be way more salacious and way more like. Like, when I watched Call Me By Your Name, I was like, ooh.
I agree.
Way more than this. I really enjoyed it until it took a turn, and then I was like, not sure.
Yeah, it's a film of two halves, isn't it? There's what happens before and there's what happens after, whatever that thing is. I'm loving that it's given Murder on the Dance Floor this massive renaissance.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's really cool. So if you haven't seen it, the final scene is quite bold,
it was
outrageous.
It was
moment.
Like a dirty Hugh Grant.
Well, a character, I don't think it's a spoiler to say, a character dances around this huge house but naked, like full front naked. And it's kind of, it is like how it's filmed in a similar way to how Hugh Grant moves around 10 Downing Street in Love Actually, but he's naked. And the song that's playing is Murder on the Dance Floor. And it's back in the charts.
So
like 21 years or something.
It's mad. So,
the other film that I wanted to talk about was Maestro.
I'm dying to watch it. I haven't seen it.
It is stunning.
Is it in black and white?
No,
the first half.
This is Bradley Cooper has directed and is starring in Maestro, which is the story of Leonard Bernstein, who is one of the most celebrated conductors and composers probably in American history, but in the 20th century. And there was quite a lot of controversy before the film. Gay face and Jew face were the allegations thrown at the film, which is basically a straight actor playing a gay character. And also he had a prosthetic nose put on, which the allegation was it was to make him look more Jewish, which obviously is a racial stereotype. I actually think, having seen it, he has prosthetics the whole way through. Like, it's quite a necessary part of the character.
I actually found it fascinating how I don't think any part of his face was his face, apart from maybe his eyes. But he looked so Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And like, how mad that is.
It's a biopic. It's the story of his life. It's how he kind of got famous. And it's about mostly his relationship with his wife, who was played by Kerry Mulligan. I thought she was brilliant.
Absolutely amazing.
It's not a film that is a particularly interesting story. He's a big name.
Yeah.
It's basically about his family relationships, his sexuality. He's obviously bisexual. He's attracted to both men and women. So I'm not sure I sort of came away from it being like, wow, I didn't know that. And that's so fascinating. But it's about the personalities and the characters. And the acting is incredible.
I think that is some of the best acting that I have ever seen. It is also so beautifully shot.
Stunning.
It was all shot on film. Mm. And at the beginning, it really does feel like, you know, when modern films are like black and white, but it doesn't really feel that.
It's like a filter.
It felt so real. And the way that they were moving, the way that they were enunciating, like, I was just like, this is amazing.
It's a step back in time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite slow at the beginning. I think you could easily drop off. But Bradley Cooper just like, he blew me away.
And didn't he? Okay, I feel like it's been all over Instagram. I don't know if I just clicked on something now, so I see it everywhere. Yeah. But the acting methods behind it. And how
he went really method.
And how lots of stuff was unscripted, and it was how you feel in the moment.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Kerry Mulligan where she said that 18 months before they started filming, she was on board, but 18 months before, he was calling her in the Leonard Bernstein voice, like using that voice. But she was like, I'll be doing like Bartend with the kids, and he'd be calling me.
Oh,
like,
my God.
She's like, okay, cool.
I would be like, okay, bye.
Too much.
But it worked. Like, fucking amazing. Yeah. Also, the styling in it, his in particular, is incredible. incredible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's really
worth
a watch. Yeah, it's a really visual, it's a real visual treat. Basically, it's a film that they've been trying to make for like 20 years. Like it was written a long time ago and Steven Spielberg was brought on and then Bradley Cooper was signed on as the actor. And the more that Steven Spielberg and Bradley Cooper spoke about it, Steven Spielberg was like, no, you have to, this is your film. Like, this is your baby. You have to direct.
Oh, wow.
And Steven Spielberg said, actually, you know what? It's got to be you. Like, this is your story to tell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really cool. And he is an amazing actor. He is an amazing actor. So it's worth a watch.
Oh, cool.
Anyone got anything else to recommend?
Weird, I watched The Mother. It's quite hard to, when you've got like different generations all staying with you, to try and find something that everyone wants to watch. So we watched this film with Jennifer Lopez.
Is it like she's in the wilderness?
Yeah.
And she's an assassin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
It sounds like a very different vibe.
It's very different vibe.
Okay.
But it's really good.
Oh, right.
Yeah. This isn't a spoiler, but the opening scene is her heavily, but she's being sort of held hostage and they're trying to break him for information.
J-Lo,
yeah. And then she's like, we're not safe. And they're like, you are safe. 2 seconds later, all these people are trying to kill her.
Right. Sorry, so what kind of, is this an action film?
It's an action film.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're slightly hung on a Sunday night, and you just need something easy. You're like, you walk away.
It sounds heavy.
No, it's like, but it's J-Lo is amazing.
Okay, do you know my version of that is called Dear God, It's Me, Margaret.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, I need to watch it. Yeah,
you will love it so much.
I loved her books growing up.
Oh,
Judy Blume.
It is such a good, like, lovely family.
Yes, Sunday.
Like, coming of age.
Oh, I need to watch that with Ava.
Is it Judy Blume?
Yeah.
Is that her? Forever by Judy Blume was my, like, mine and my friend's sexual awakening.
Yeah. Ralph.
Oh, I think
Ralph.
I love it.
Ralph. That's the only thing I will ever think of. Read Ralph. Yeah.
I know. I thought then you had to name penises.
Mm. Because this guy, his character calls, they name his penis Ralph. And like, I will never not think of a penis when I hear the name Ralph.
Poor Ralph's out there.
I know. Well,
if that was a sexual awakening, I think you really like this film.
Okay, great. You know what else is my sexual? I don't know what sexual awakening actually means, but you know, when you were a teenager,
Top Gun was mine, the volleyball scene.
Mine was Shakespeare in Love. Oh my God, the sex scenes in Shakespeare in Love are like the hottest things. Still, I think I watched them back in the day. Wow, that's so hot.
Drama. Do you know
maybe.
Mine was in Four Weddings and a Funeral when Bernard and Lydia are in the cupboard. That's like my first memory of watching sex.
Yeah, to be clear, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No,
I'm just talking about what made me horny.
I remember the first day I was like, wow.
That's what Judy Blume's books are for, I think.
it was Top Gun, the volleyball scene when they all took their tops off.
I've not seen that, and
I'm always a massive fan of Top Gun.
Sorry, obviously Charlotte's not seen Top Gun.
No, obviously not. But I saw the volleyball scene in the second Top Gun.
I feel like it could awaken you.
Oh, actually, when Duncan James took his t-shirt off at Party in the Park and I cried. That was also
Duncan James.
I was 11 and I burst into tears when he took his top off.
And the Thomas Crown Affair when they bump on the stairs.
Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, I've not seen
good film.
With Pierce Brosnan.
Really old films. With the Thomas Crown Affair.
It's not old.
That is old.
It must be 2000. It's so
20 years ago. It's
2024. But it's in colour.
Okay. Check me that out. Is it really good?
Oh my God. You've got to love it.
It's really good.
Oh my God.
But Charlotte
doesn't really love
films.
I love the analysis of films. I hate sitting down and watching them. I listen to all the film podcasts. I know everything about films, but I don't watch them.
No, watch
too
it.
Much commitment.
Yeah, I think I don't have that kind of attention span. It's terrible. Can I tell you, there's a guy on TikTok, I'll find his name, and he basically he summarizes old movies. Have you seen him?
It's
so amazing. He summarizes old films, but it basically makes you realize how stupid the films are. My favorite is Save the Last Dance. I don't know how much you guys know about the Julia Stiles.
Oh my God.
It's so brilliant. It's literally this white girl goes to thing. She learns how to break dance. And it's like, she goes to Juilliard and she has a breakdown. And so instead she break dances. And all of these people are like, wow, we've never seen breakdancing before. It's just so funny. He makes you realize how to. He does make it really happen. Okay, so this guy's name is Rob Anderson on TikTok. He's at Heartthrob. He's at Heartthrobert. Heartthrobert. And honestly, it's Haverstork. Honestly, so funny. It's just so good. Anyway,
It's so apt.
All those films are such shit.
Yeah.
But great at the time. Let's answer some questions. Before I go into reader questions, I want to know one thing you're looking forward to for January and one thing you're looking forward to for 2024.
Oh, God. Luke. Well, it's my birthday on Sunday.
Woo! What's the plan?
and I'm turning 36. I'm really looking forward to it.
You're looking you're excited to be 36?
Yeah, someone once told me that being 36 was like the best year.
That's so nice. I'd heard that about 32.
And actually, I feel like this could be my year.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking forward to turning 36.
So yeah.
And that's January and the year.
Yeah. And mine's quite, like, my birthday being the beginning of the year is that kind of, like, sets the precedent for the year.
Hodge?
Nothing that exciting going on in January. Just trying to be healthy. I've got so many New Year's resolutions. I've set myself up for failure.
So, what's number one?
Okay, so I'm going to wake up at 6:30 every day.
Okay.
As in get out of bed.
Wow. Okay. You're going to get up when you
get
wake
out
up.
Of bed. Yeah.
For like, why?
Yeah, what you need
to do. Because I need to exercise before the kids wake up.
Yeah.
Get fit and toned.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
I think
exercise, actually, that's...
Phones downstairs at night.
Yeah.
That's good. But then what about an alarm clock? Do you need an alarm clock?
I have an alarm clock, okay. Yeah. Well, James is my alarm at the moment.
It's fine.
When we can demand family games, just stay
love that.
Do family
lovely.
Stuff.
Really nice. Nice.
Sudoku, Wordle a day. I need to
do
get a Sudoku or a Wordle.
Don't
I need to get my brain.
Love
gear.
That. I should. Yeah, I could.
Oh, I've got a new thing for Jen. I can tell you. Stop drinking out of plastic bottles and drink.
Yes, good one.
Stand on each leg for 2 minutes a day.
Why?
Balance on each leg. Because it again wards away dementia.
Okay.
And increases mobility. And the mobility as you age, unless you have that. That's...
Have you done it today yet?
No.
Oh.
And complete the Saturday Times crossword.
Wow. How have you done? So
I wake up at 6:30 this morning.
Hold on.
I'm not fit and toned yet.
You're getting there.
And then the other thing that I'm doing in January, actually, is I'm learning to play bridge.
Oh, that's a good one.
You're so grown up.
No, but guys, don't think that this is...
You're not like a
don't
crew.
Think I'm, you know, now going into middle age. It's because a girlfriend of mine whose husband is older, his first wife lives in Notting Hill, and she's like super, you know, amazing and with it and cool. And her and her girlfriends all play bridge once a week. Because it keeps your... Cause yeah.
So,
your brain mind,
so
yeah.
You want to live in Notting Hill.
Yeah. No, I want to be like that. I want my brain...
I think
work.
Anything, activities like that stimulate your brain. It's so important.
I just don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
is what I'm looking for. So I'm studying lessons.
That's like, lovely, Hodge. A hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have any
hobbies. I think it's really important. Having a hobby is weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hobbies,
I just go for 100%. Lunch with my girlfriend.
Yeah, me too. I just sit around.
I went to Victoria the other day and I walked past. They've got like a pottery.
Yes, I walked past the other day. I know, I'm going to go.
Should we do it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
That'd be so fun.
My uncle's yard.
There are so many.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I feel like I do that a lot with the kids. So.
No, but it's not painting. It's you make
no,
it.
No, you make it like there's so like, over there, like, you know, they're doing this.
Yeah.
So like Deborah Brett.
Potter's wheel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You make pottery. You don't just, it's not painting.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thing I'm looking forward to, we booked to go to Bali for Easter.
Oh my God, mega.
I'm so pumped.
That's amazing.
Because we used to live in Singapore, so we went to Bali a lot, very small, because it's only 3 hours away. And we have friends who are still there.
So that's so, so fun.
I know, I'm so
that's excited. A mega
I need
trip.
That, something to look forward to.
Yeah,
yeah. Sherry, what about you?
Okay, so one thing I'm looking forward to in January, I'm having a girl's day with my best friend. And I say that because she lives in Bristol.
Oh.
So we're like long distance and we voice note all the time. Sometimes it's a minute, sometimes it's 30 minutes. But then when we get together, it's just us two. We literally just talk nonstop for like 2 days.
I love that.
And I just look forward to it so much.
Yeah.
Just have like a nice dinner.
What are you going to do?
I think we're just gonna have a nice dinner, like go for some walks
in London and Bristol.
In Bristol, I'm going to.
Oh, so nice.
So nice pubs around
the
there.
Witchy Hole, whatever it's called.
Wookie Hole.
The Wookie Hole.
I'm desperate to go.
The cheese place.
Yes.
I went on a school trip.
I think that looks like a lovely walk. Lou says it's not. But
no, yeah. Really I think we'll stick to pottery.
Okay. So yeah, we're just gonna just hang out, really.
Dream.
Hang out, catch up.
Lovely.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
And the year.
And then. In the year, I want this to be my year of like doing things.
Yeah.
Just like not thinking about it too much, just like doing it. If you've got an idea, just do it.
Yeah. Nice.
Write that book.
Exactly, write that book.
That's you.
Like, something, like, I've got a sewing machine. I want to use that more. Yeah. I just want to, like, not have things, like, see things through. And then hopefully we're doing a trip to Mexico and all Guatemala.
Oh, you should go to Mexico. Oh, my God, amazing. Yeah.
So I'm saying it now, so then it will actually happen.
Yeah. Amazing.
So that's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Where are you going
to
go in Mexico?
I think I'm going to only do, like, a couple of days, like, maybe, like, 5 or 6 days in Mexico, because Lemire really wants to go to Guatemala. That's, like, his...
Okay. Do Mexico City.
100%.
So cool.
Mexico City, yeah. And then maybe like Oaxaca, and I want to go to Tulum as well.
Oh, Holbox is insane.
Yeah, I've
which
heard
is that Tulum? It's more chill than Tulum.
I need like 2 months. I
want to go to Tequila. Do you know Tequila's a place?
Ooh.
I know.
That makes sense.
Do they make tequila there?
What do you think? Well, yes.
No.
Yes, they do.
What's yours?
My January. Well, so I don't know if you saw, I wrote my editor's letter last week that I'm not into the resolutions, into the goals. Like, I keep seeing, I'm really pleased there's like an anti-January movement this year. That is me. Mm-hmm. This is not, I saw a really good, oh my God, why are all my references TikTok? This is terrible. That should be a resolution. Less TikTok. But I saw a really good TikTok. Someone was saying that a friend of hers, she was talking to camera. She was saying a friend of hers had said he was really struggling and he was so tired and felt so, you know, like kind of a bit depressed, and she was like, well, what do you, you know, if you change your routine and all that anything, and she was like, no, I'm still like getting up at 5. She was like, oh, you're behaving like it's summer and it's winter. She said winter just began, like just now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And like you have to like adapt to, like, this is the time to hibernate, to keep warm. It is not the time to be, sorry, and if this works for you and you are motivated, like, that's brilliant. But like, to me, the motivation comes with spring. This is like hunker down, stay warm,
rest,
sleep,
like, eat well.
Like, and that's not, that doesn't mean shoving, you know, half a box of Quality Streets in your mouth, like, but like, not it's, it's not about deprivation for me. Yeah. It is really, you know, last night I roasted chicken, had a glass of wine, and like, that's January to me, you know.
Look after your soul.
Look after your soul.
And also, I think you know that you can do that. I think a lot of these lists, like, you kind of set yourself up to fail.
Yeah.
And if you kind of know what to check in with.
No, but some people are really good at that.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's great. If that whole
and if you know what works for you, and if you feel like you need to give yourself that motivation, then that's great. But I think everyone is different in that
way. And I need to be accountable. I need people, you know, to say, done it.
Anyway, so that's, so January, nothing specific, but that is my, that's my kind of overall January mantra. Like, come back to me in February. It doesn't mean I'm unmotivated, by the way. It's quite hard to make that distinction clear. I'm super pumped to be back at work today. Like, there's so much that I'm kind of looking forward to, but I can't go into the new year, the new month, with this sort of cold, lots of salmon, lots of green tea mentality. Do you know what I mean? I think it just comes down to food for me, to be honest. And for the year, I'm really pumped to see like where we end up at Sheerlux in another year. You know, we plan and we plot and we have a direction, but obviously things evolve and things change, and so it's super exciting and interesting to see kind of where you end up.
That one email, year, which showed everything we achieved last year, it blew my mind.
Yeah, we did a lot.
So cool.
I'm really just excited for what we can do this year. Also planning a, we haven't decided if it's a Canada or a America trip yet, but like a big outdoorsy lake kind of summer trip. Yeah. Nice. Like, we're thinking maybe Lake Louise in and around Canada, or maybe we'll do Montana and Utah and things. Don't know, we'll see. But that's on the radar. Yeah, so we should ask some very quick questions. Any recommendations for a good hiking outfit? Ooh. I do quite want to buy some hiking boots. So what are they? DM, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like some cool hiking boots that work, because actually on the trip I've just been on, could have walked around DC in them.
Yeah.
Could have gone hiking, would have been quite useful.
Yeah, really, like useful. A big sock.
Yeah.
I actually think Free People do really good activewear like that, like amazing, good fleece. It's not just like bar and gym wear. Really practical, good bits.
Great. How to bounce back after having a baby? Don't.
Yeah, I'd think don't get on Instagram. Don't compare yourself to others who are wearing their jeans like a week later. Like, it is your time, almost like that. Like, it is your time for nesting. It is the time for like your baby, and be so like kind to your body. Like, it is mad. Like, I found I did a photo of my bump every week, and I like had it in an album on my phone. I found the other day. It is wild.
Like, you like grow a human.
I cannot believe that like your body can do that. It's the most amazing thing. And I just don't think you can expect that your body and like who you are goes back to who you were pre-baby. And I think a lot of the time you set yourself the expectation that I definitely did, that you will, and you don't, like, things have changed. So be kind and realistic to yourself.
Someone says current evening routine for how to beat the January blues. Sherry?
Have some really nice recipes.
Yeah, good food.
Agreed.
Exactly. So, for example, tonight, so we had roast chicken last night, and I'm so excited. I'm having a chicken pie tonight.
Oh, oh so nice.
It's really simple.
Yeah. They might like, really clap you to the table.
I'll clap myself to the table. just have something to look forward to. If it's like a skincare routine, yeah. Like a bit of self-care, a bath, a nice bath bomb, a nice something that is like a bit of a treat.
Maybe that's what baths like. My favorite Christmas present this year was a mattress topper.
Oh,
and it has,
no. It's the best thing.
You
in the
can't
whole world.
Change.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
I can't tell you how excited I am to go. I mean,
it's the best thing. We've got one so from the secret soft. Linen store because I think Georgie had recommended it.
Yes. Yeah, because they supply hotels.
Is that right?
Yes.
It is. Oh. There are no words. Yeah,
and it is so much more affordable than getting like a new mattress or a really expensive mattress. Ours is from the White Company, and. Oh my god,
heaven.
Lou made the bed when it went on, and I was like, this doesn't feel right. I said, you put the mattress protector on. He goes, yeah, over the mattress. I said, are you serious?
What do you mean?
He put the mattress protector over the mattress.
What's
why is that weird?
Then the mattress topper.
Yeah,
so obviously the mattress protector goes over the topper.
No, my mattress protector was under my topper.
No,
I think
my fitted sheet goes over my mattress topper.
Yeah. No, Google it. You do not.
Really?
But that's
the whole mattress topper. Yeah.
No, that was what his thinking was. Like, I thought this was wild. Oh. No, because
the mattress protector is to protect the mattress.
No, it's not. It's for it's to protect that layer. So if an accident were to happen.
That's not what a mattress protector is for. Oh, it's not for accidents,
what
I promise
are you protecting
you.
It from? Now, there's a topper there. There's nothing that's
But the
topper's protect...
replaceable. And the point is to protect your mattress because the mattress is a big, expensive investment.
No.
The topper is not.
No.
So if, God forbid, something... I don't know, we had an accident.
No. No. Google it.
It happens in your house.
No. I'm just saying, you need to Google it.
Okay. Well, we can agree to this. Anyway, that's enough of that riveting chat. I think we'll leave it there. Thank you all so much for listening. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@sheerlux.com. Don't forget to look out for the question box on social every weekend, or you can ask us in the community too at community.sheerlux.com. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.